So the day starts like any other day. You get up, shower, breakfast, brush your teeth, and you're up and running. Perhaps with more things on your to-do list than you can possibly ever get done. Or maybe have more of a quiet life, and today will be much the same as any other day. For some, time seems to be in such short supply these days. For others, the days drag on into weeks, and they're left wondering, how long can it go on? But in an instant, one day, all that will come to an end. Who knows? It could be today. It could be tomorrow. So when you die, is that the end? Is that it? Not by a long shot. John chapter 5, verse 24. I assure you, said Jesus, anyone who hears what I say and believes in the one who has sent me has eternal life. They will not be judged guilty. They have already left death and have entered into life. In a very real sense, eternity is too big, too long a time for us to comprehend. It's a very, very, very long time because it goes on forever. The one thing that won't be in short supply is time. But actually, as Jesus says there in that verse, eternity isn't something that begins at some point in the future. For anyone who believes in Jesus, their eternity has already begun. They have already left death and have entered into life. They're already living the new life, the resurrection life that he purchased on that brutal cross and through the empty tomb. Have you put your trust in Jesus? What I don't mean by that is, have you given intellectual assent to the proposition that there's a God and that he sent his son to die and rise again for you? No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is this. Have you trusted your life, your eternity, into his hands? Do you completely trust that what he did for you on that cross, by dying for you and through that empty tomb, by opening up the door to a new resurrection life, is completely sufficient for you to spend eternity with him? Where will you be spending your eternity? What will you be doing? Well, that depends on your answer to the question, have you put your trust in Jesus? That's God's word, fresh for you today.